It's South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House. I'm Rob with the morning team, and it is time now for Love Bites. Yeah, we have her in studio. Don't forget you can connect in and chime in on the text line, 781-837-4900. You may wish to weigh in, 781-837-4900. And this is Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time, sponsored by Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover and Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. And now, here she is, Francesca.
Good morning, Rob and Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, you know. Uh-oh. Yeah, I got pulled over this morning.
Well, hold on a second. I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, I mean, I hope you talk about it. I think it's great. People love real radio. And so
I'm still reeling myself in. Nice state trooper, Officer DiCarlo.
Okay.
I begged him. I told him I had to be on the air live. Please let me go. I know I was a bad girl. He was so nice. He let me go.
Yes.
So, yeah. So when I sent you that text, I really thought it was going to be a long process, but he was kind and he just said, but just remember, you know, you're not better than anybody else. I said, I know that.
Okay. So we assume it's speeding. We can say that. And I imagine.
No, it was not. I was not speeding. No, it was worse than that. It was worse. I was at exit 20 and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in the breakdown lane and get off at that exit and go the back roads because otherwise I will never make it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was really bad.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you're one of, okay. Now, I mean, I hate to say it, but as you know, you're one of the people I like that they get pulled over for.
Yeah, I do.
Because
too.
I know, because I always say, you always say, like, you see people going down, you go, where the heck's a trooper when you need one? Well, okay.
No, it's absolutely true. And can I even confess something else?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
A year ago, I did the exact same thing. I got a ticket, a hefty ticket, and guess what? I fought it and I won. And I thought, never, never again. And I really did learn my lesson. I said, I will never, ever, ever do this again. And this morning I was on the phone with my friend Charlene. I said, do I dare? This is so wrong. I got pulled over for this once before, but I'll never make it. And sure enough, whoop, here comes the lights.
Repeat offender.
Wow.
So anyway, so I am eternally grateful. And I never, never, never will drive in the breakdown lane ever again. I promise both of you and all the listeners.
Go ahead, Christine.
This is recorded.
Oh, yeah, but I understand. I see every time there's a backup, there are people that will feel that urge where the both travel lanes, Route 3 only has two lanes in this section. There was a backup down in, you mentioned the exit, I think it was Kingston. Mm-hmm. And the breakdown lane all of a sudden, you know, looks very tempting. And, you know, it says, you know, of course you can't, but yeah, people feel tempted, especially also people use it. Listen, I see it half the time when I go down a Route 3 southbound. People that get off, you know, in Duxbury think that they can get off a mile before, and you can. They go, well, I'm just getting to the exit, right? I mean, come on. And then some people try to fool it, like, I don't know what it is putting on your hazard lights and driving at 70. That doesn't mean anything either, okay? Don't put on your hazard lights.
I'm ramped up about this.
I know.
This should be the pet peeve. This should be the pet peeve segment, but we have to answer the question that came in from Love Bites. Maybe we'll continue that with the pet peeves, but I have so many of those pet peeves that came through, I can't keep up with them all.
I know. We'll get to the pet peeves coming in. We'll tell you more about that. I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself here. So.
You are. And I had one other thing that I absolutely needed to do. I needed to say happy birthday to my cousin Chrissy. Big shout out to her. Okay, now we can answer the question.
All right. And this is, we'll call her Maureen. I think she has a question in. All right. So here you go. I saw Francesca. First of all, I saw you're doing a weekly pet peeve segment coming up. Ah, yes, that's true. We're going to have more on that, Maureen, in just a moment. But this, to me, feels, Francesca, more like a Love Bites question, but it is seeping a little bit into a pet peeve category, okay? My boyfriend is forever telling me secrets. What I mean is he starts with, quote, you can't say anything to so-and-so, end quote.
Does he work for WATD?
Yeah, it's a lot of people like to do is they come up and they want to share secrets. All right, whether it be his mother, sister, best friend, or a next-door neighbor. I guess what I'm wondering, I've already asked him, does he think I'm a big mouth or something, or does he just secretly love us having secrets? It feels weird because I mean, that's all, but it seems to be getting on my nerves, you know, when he keeps saying, you know, you can't say anything to so-and-so, and he keeps wanting to give me stuff. So I don't need to be told every time he tells me something that I can't share it. Is there some bizarre psychological reason behind this, Francesca?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Maureen, first of all, I apologize for laughing, but it is a little bit funny. The part about you saying, does he think I'm a big mouth or something? But first of all, it isn't necessarily a red flag, but I do think it might be a yellow light. And it is annoying, right? But there's probably a few likely dynamics at play. He's probably trying to manage his anxiety, not you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he just confuses intimacy with secrecy. For some people, secrets are the glue that holds relationships together. And I had a show about that years ago. And when people share secrets or they gossip with one another, it does bond them. So in some ways, secrets aren't really inherently bad. As I said, it forms a bond and it can help keep relationships strong by sort of providing a level of closeness. But the problem is when everything becomes a secret, it can feel like surveillance, right, rather than connection. So it sounds like he's setting rules around what you can't do, making you more of a vault than a partner. But I would love for you guys to chime in and tell me your thoughts.
Is this junior high? I'm sorry. Well, I don't mean to be mean, but that's what it sounds like.
Well, there's
to me.
A lot of that that goes on at WATD,
but we're not talking about it. We're talking about this person's situation.
Yeah.
These are two adults. These are two adults, right? I'm sorry. You didn't even ask me to join in. That was just
that's
my first
reaction. That's okay. It's no, okay. It is grating,
it was
right?
A given.
I mean, yeah. I mean, really. Here. And yeah. I mean, has she ever even broken his trust? Right? I mean, he keeps policing your behavior without evidence. Then so it doesn't automatically mean
which part is the grace? Is it the part that says, I need you to keep it a secret? Or
is that a big portion of the relationship?
Yeah.
Is it about family members? Does he want to avoid conflict with family members? Is that what this is about? And does this other person have a history of blurting out things at the wrong time? Because that may be part of the issue, too.
Well,
you must know people like that that have no tact no filter.
Yeah, Maureen may have to look in the mirror. I mean, she says in here, but is there, it could be a reason, right, why he's saying it or no?
Right. I mean, well, you've got to ask him. I mean, maybe he's afraid of conflict starting or alliances shifting. I really don't know. But you need to get to the bottom of it. You have to look at yourself in the mirror first and say, hey, have I broken his trust? Do I say things that I shouldn't be saying? Maybe you're not necessarily a big mouth, but maybe I don't know. I hesitate to say this, but maybe you need to have more discretion before opening your mouth or not. You know, so you have to ask him just, hey, you know, when you keep reminding me not to tell people things, it makes me feel like you don't trust me. And ask him if that's happening.
He might say yes, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, ask him why he's requiring a confidentiality disclaimer. I really don't know, but I actually grew up in an environment like that where everything was a secret. Now I have an obsession to write a memoir and divulge all these secrets, but I'm afraid that no one will talk.
Well, I mean, just wait till the family members are dead. I think it would be polite.
That's what they say. If you write a book like that, you have to write it as if everyone is dead.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
if you're not ready to do that, then don't write the book.
Okay, but we're kidding around here. But what do you guys? So Rob. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Rob and Christine, you guys.
I feel like this is something that should be easy to. I mean, of all the ones we usually answer every week, this one is, I feel like this is not some kind of breakup thing, right? I mean, I know it's annoying, but yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. Maybe as it goes along, I imagine it can't be everything is a secret, right? I mean, so, you know, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like he's always saying, you know, don't say this to anybody.
Hey, psst.
Shh. Yeah. I don't want to know. Rob, you do it sometimes, too.
I don't like to do a lot of it, but I mean, I know you get a lot of that around here as soon as everybody goes into a room, and this is what usually happens. Yeah, door closes and then everybody starts lining up. So that's pretty much, you know, it's a guaranteed, right?
I stole your wallet last week. I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. I don't know. I guess the end word here is, right, it's not anything to break up or move on, right? Don't you think they can maybe talk about it and get over
it?
Well,
you know what? It's might be just one of his like really quirky things. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it really comes down to does she blurt things out when she shouldn't? She does need to have the, like all my answers are identical with you've got to have the conversation, right? You have to have the conversation. You have to find out, listen, do you just trust me? Do you feel like I say things out of turn that I shouldn't say? Because you don't really need to tell me, because if you tell me something, I am able to judge whether or not this is something that's confidential or not. And if it's really super important that I don't repeat it, then okay. Mm-hmm. But not like, you know, I'm going to get my hair cut. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, you're right. It's not for everything. And if it is an important thing, obviously you wouldn't want the person that you love or trust the most, if she is going around and saying everything. It'd make you feel bad. And then you're not really sure where to go with this person, I would think, if you're the guy.
Right. But again, you know, secrets are kind of, they do bond people. Strangely enough, secrets bond people, and so does gossip. Yeah. I was really shocked when I read that and interviewed this guy. It's like, oh, God. But I guess in some ways it does.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good to do. And then sometimes, I mean, I'll admit, I think most people know this, and Christine does, you know, we do this as well sometimes. You'll go in and occasionally just say some stuff just to drop some info to see where it goes. And, you know, I think we've all done that from time to time. I've done it with people I used to work with on this show, you know, and then I found out, you know, where the info goes pretty quickly sometimes. So.
Yeah, it's really hard. I don't tell me secrets, because I do.
There are some people that just can't
do. I don't like to keep a secret. I really don't.
Okay. It's good you're saying that.
I don't like to keep a secret, but like, I think you did give me a secret, Rob, a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't said a word to anybody. It's killing me.
I don't even remember what it is.
It's killing me. It was nothing, really. Okay, it was really nothing.
Well, let's leave that alone for now. All right. Wow. All right, I don't know if I should have. Okay.
All right. Anyway. All right. So I think that we answered Maureen's question, hopefully.
Good stuff. All right.
Good stuff.
Well, we want to remind people, if they want a Love Bites question, and by the way, you can chime in on the text line at 781-837-4900 on this anytime, 781-837-4900. How do they get in touch with you for a Love Bites question?
Go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and just click Contact Me, and I will answer. And I guess I'll see you guys in about, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Come on. We're going to have our traffic and weather. Yeah, thank you for this.
For the Tootsie Roll. We're going to be chewing on that with all these pet peeves.
Yum, yum, yum. All right. Pet peeves will be coming up with Francesca a little bit later on, and we'll hear from Francesca. She'll be joining us. So be listening for that coming up on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's Morning News.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Francesca.